With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Republican candidate for governor stood in faded blue jeans and worn brown leather boots as he fired dozens of rounds out of a 12-gauge shotgun in Helena Tuesday morning. Greg Gianforte called the press conference at the Helena Trap Club to tout his support of gun rights, Montana values, and to announce the endorsement of pro-gun groups.
This is an extremely important race for gun owners in Montana. I have the endorsement of the NRA, Gun Owners of America, and Montana Shooting Sports Association. I've been a life member of the NRA, and unfortunately, my opponent has vetoed 6 gun rights bills in the last 2 sessions. He's no friend of gun owners.
Of the 6 bills that Bullock vetoed, all were Republican-sponsored. 3 tried to loosen concealed weapon permit regulations, 2 tried to ban the enforcement of any new federal gun laws, and 1 said that, quote, gun-free zones are dangerous to the health and security of citizens, unquote. That bill would have allowed guns to be carried on the campuses of the Montana University system. Gianforte says he would have signed the bill that would allow anyone eligible to own a handgun to concealed carry. And
The reality is that when you create gun-free zones, you create victim zones. And our Second Amendment's there for our personal protection. If people don't believe in the Second Amendment, they should vote for my opponent. I will defend the Second Amendment.
On incumbent Steve Bullock's campaign website, it says Bullock is, quote, a staunch supporter of our Second Amendment rights and fights for the right of all law-abiding citizens to own and responsibly use guns. I asked Gianforte what kind of gun he was using while other shooters continued firing at Clay's.
It's Marcus Daly, over under.
Marcus Daly was one of Montana's 19th century copper kings. Gianforte may have made a slip of the tongue. Charles Daly is the name of a model of shotgun.
This is my general all-round pheasant duck gun. So,
how long have you had this one?
Oh, 10 or 12 years. You know, a lot of people shoot the semi-autos, but I kind of like this. Not a fancy gun, but practical.
Gianforte says along with a constitutional right to own guns, hunting is important to what it means to be Montanan. Gianforte says those same Montana values also play a role in trapping and snaring. Last week, he expressed strong opposition to an initiative on this year's Montana ballot that would generally prohibit trapping on public lands.
Been trapping for over 20 years. My daughter and I used to run a line on the East Gallatin. We'd trap beaver and mink, and it's part of our heritage.
The ballot initiative to block most trapping and snaring will not affect trapping on private property. Gianforte says the proposal to outlaw public land trapping is the beginning of an attempt to take away Montanans' hunting rights.
I think we have to be very careful about initiatives like this and where they lead to. I think many, many hunters stand with the trappers on this because they see it as an attempt to take away not only our trapping rights, but also our hunting rights. I think we have to call it for what it is, and it's an attempt by environmental extremists to turn the state into a park that we just take pictures of.
Gianforte joins the Montana Trappers Association along with other hunting groups in opposition to the ballot initiative. According to Ballotpedia, the committee ballot issue group Montanans for Trap-Free Public Lands has raised over $100,000 this election cycle in support of the proposal. Ballot committees fighting the trapping ban have raised about $86,000. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.